Although it's worked pretty well for more than 200 years, the U.S. Constitution got off to a shaky start. The Founding Fathers, including George Washington, John Adams, and Thomas Jefferson, thought the Constitution was a flawed document that would not last very long. How it did survive is the topic of Gore Vidal's new book, Inventing a Nation. Vidal says the Constitution probably would not have been adopted if it weren't for Benjamin Franklin.
Franklin was a political genius. He's not at all the cheery fat man of American legend. He said, I think that we must accept this Constitution. With all of its flaws, we'll at least provide good government for a number of years. And here's the chilling part, which is left out of all of our school books. He said, this Constitution will fail, as others have before it, due to the corruption of the people, who, once they have become totally corrupt, will turn to despotism, because only a despot can govern them.
In 1798, the Federalist majority in Congress passed the Sedition Act, and Jefferson and Madison hatched a plan to get it nullified.
Because of fear of a war with France, we had something like the USA Patriot Act today.
I should explain, the Sedition Act essentially said you couldn't criticize the government.
Well, there were two aspects. There was the Alien Act, which were aliens to the United States. They had to register, they were under surveillance, they could be deported at any time. And sedition was basically anybody who disagreed with the government. Now, here is the Vice President of the United States, who is Mr. Thomas Jefferson, is suddenly guilty of sedition as he presides over the Senate because he's trying to get these laws nullified. The only way that you could get rid of these terrible laws would be through the legislatures. So in secret, Jefferson worked out some resolutions for the Kentucky legislature to pass, and Madison did the same thing for the Virginia legislature. Then they hoped that the legislatures of all the other states would join in, and they would create something new under the American sun, the fact that the people, as represented by state legislatures, could overwhelm the government and nullify a law. Needless to say, the two guys got nowhere at all. The states weren't terribly interested. But it was very close, and the language of Jefferson, unfortunately, was used by the secessionists at the time of the Civil War in 1860. They said, well, Jefferson said we have every right to nullify federal acts and defy the government. And while we're on the subject, we have every right to secede from the Union. And the war came.
You say this book may have had its genesis in a conversation you had with your half-sister's husband, President Kennedy.
Well, yes, Jack Kennedy was always fascinated by American history. And we were sitting up at Hyannisport, and it was the time when the Berlin Wall was going up, and it looked like there was going to be a world war. And he said, you know, what a miracle it was how this little backwoods country produced the three great geniuses of the 18th century. And he meant, of course, Jefferson, Hamilton, and Franklin. How did they do it? Maybe it was something in the water. And I said, well, give me a moment to think about it. So here I am, 50 years later. I've thought about it, and I've written a little book for Jack Kennedy.
That little book is titled Inventing a Nation by Gore Vidal. An extended version of this interview is at npr.org.